Chapter 12. Self. 157. If you know that you hold yourself dear, you should carefully protect yourself. The wise person is like a watchman during the three periods of the night. Note. Although there is an absence of inherent existence to the self, as a sentient being wandering in the duality of samsara, there are many events which can lead us astray. If our goal is nirvana, peace and freedom from reactivity, then we have to find out how not to sink in the swamp of duality. This self influences the other, and the other influences the self. Instability and impermanence are ongoing factors that call us to mindfulness. If the sense of self is stable, then it can be examined and its actuality revealed. But if we are endlessly reacting to circumstances, then our clarity will diminish and our impulsivity will increase. 158. At first, one should harmoniously engage oneself in ethical behaviour. If a wise one then instructs others in this, they will not err. 159. One should oneself act as one instructs others to do. If one is controlled, then one can control others. It is control of oneself that is difficult. Note. Control requires discernment and effort. To follow a discipline, such as playing the violin, one has to learn to control one's tendencies to avoid, to be distracted, to be uncommitted. The teacher can help by being bounded and reliable. They can teach self-control, but the student has to learn self-control. This means to accept that one is a divided or fragmented being, harbouring many conflicting habits and tendencies. One has to restrain the tendencies that some parts of oneself would love to indulge. Through sustained, effective inner struggle in this conflict, which is already in place, one can free oneself from entanglement and so settle into undistracted clarity and focus. 160. One is one's own guard. Who else could be such a guard? If one is well controlled, then one has found a rare and precious guard. 161. The evil that one does is born from oneself and arises from oneself. Evil grinds down the unwise as the diamond grinds a pearl. 162. Just as a creeper can kill a tree, so those with very poor morals do to themselves what an enemy would wish to do to them. 163. It is easy to act in ways that are bad and so harm oneself. It is truly difficult to do what is good and beneficial. 164. Foolish people follow wrong views and scorn the teaching of the pure and virtuous ones. Like the Kataka reed, they ripen only for self-destruction. Note. All the effort that one makes in following wrong views, such as disbelieving in karma and believing that phenomena really exist, brings no positive gain, but ripens as the destruction of one's clarity and ethics. This is like the Kataka reed, that dies as soon as it flowers. 165. It is by oneself that one does this evil. It is by oneself that one is afflicted. It is by oneself that one can desist from evil. It is only by oneself that one can become pure. No one can purify another. Purity and impurity depend on oneself alone. 166. One should not neglect one's own welfare for the welfare, however great, of someone else. If one has understood how to increase one's own welfare, then that welfare will be the supreme concern. Note. The verse might appear to advocate a selfish attitude, but it does not. If you sacrifice your time and energy for the worldly benefit of others, looking after children and other loved ones, feeding the poor and so on, to the degree that you have no time for your own spiritual practice, you will have made the worldly more important than the holy. Whereas to focus on removing one's faults and increasing one's virtues will bring one to liberation with the capacity to help others in a profound way that leads them to the uncompounded deathless.